look at this gentleman who is looking for a beginning for himself. This is the simplest thing to do, right? What is it? I'll tell you. Your grandfathers, they thought you are when you're born. And somehow they were right, because they were referring to the breath, first breath. Now you know that, no, I was there for 9 months. That's silly, because your life didn't start 9 months before your birth. When did you start this life? Oh no, the night that his grandfather and grandmother made sex. You know, something happens over there. You're big enough to know that, right? And the sperm and the ovum, right? They join together. I'm not talking about your mother and father. I'm talking about the mother and father of your mother, right? They joined. So this sperm and ovum combined, made one cell, and they somehow exploded in being millions of them, right? In one silly single moment that no one knows why, and something happens over there, 500 of these went in a corner and didn't participate in the action anymore. They waited. First they waited to see what will happen to the rest of them. If the rest of them were male, these 500 will vanish. If it is female, they will wait over there. Then, every month, one of them will come out and seek the opportunity for a new pregnancy. That was you. So, you are a copy of your mother at her beginning. That's one part of you. When do you start? When your life starts now? Because we are not linked to our parents. We are linked to the grandma. That's where it happens. It doesn't go one generation. It goes two generations. You see how complicated it goes? It's even more than that. So, there is no beginning. There is one beginning of the life which is so elusive that we cannot even have a good guess about it. The best thing we do, we postpone it somehow. We say, oh, it came from outer space. So what? Then when did it happen? Where? We don't know. Therefore the end is like that. It's now. Only now is real. Real when we talk about feeling and passion. You could feel something now. You cannot feel that something later. If you could, all of you could be the happiest fellow. Just think about the first time you got a toy. And you were all flying in the sky. It was possible to bottle that joy in childhood and open it now. You see, it doesn't work that way. So there are two things that you should put away. First one is to look at the empty part. Second one is to have the illusion of time. Let go of time. Because time is very elusive. We talk about now. So the happiness and understanding does not come when the book 6 is finished. Normally, that's the moment of disappointment. Because first of all, I will disappoint you. Somehow, the class will be interrupted and you will not hear the last part of it. Very few people have that luxury. You want a good witness with that? Look at that Ahmed, he is standing over there. He has been in my classes for centuries. Book 6 doesn't finish. There is no ending. And if it finishes, even, then suddenly you're supposed to know it and you don't know what you know. And what is there to know? But there's nothing there to know. There is something to feel, not to know. If it is happening, it's happening now. If it's not happening now, inshallah it will happen later. Period. 1 year from now, there is no guarantee. Even if the medical magic will guarantee your life, your spiritual life is not in the hand of anyone to guarantee. That's what we are talking about. So he said, look at it. Two attitudes, get rid of. Because if you have those, not only you hurt yourself, you hurt everyone. And he went to a very good extreme to give you a good example of that silly, stupid fellow. Who was that one? Come on, give me a break. It was English and he read it with a good accent, good pronunciation, good translation. What was the last thing he said in that paragraph? I want you to notice that it's difficult to remember. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do something here to show you that you were listening. I explained something. I didn't talk about something intentionally. Then he read it and I said, look at it carefully. This is the way Rumi will say it. Anyhow, the translation, right? And you got those two little stories I was telling, right? You didn't get the rest. Because the story was told. The rest for you was those titles and things coming up, blah, 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 blah. You missed one thing over there. He went, he gave you another example. The example of the bad guy. Who is the bad guy?
Iblis.
Iblis, Satan, always for us. He gave you the example of that one. He said, you remember this fellow was an angel. Now he is Azazil, he is one of those silly people in the hell. Why? He was impolite. This is very important. Extremely. Why? What was his mistake, the Satan? What was his impoliteness?
To not be respectful of what God asked him to do.
And?
Arrogance.
As far as I remember, God gave him a choice, to do something or not. The other answer, they don't. And he used the second one. And in addition to that, he had a good reason for it. You know what was his reason?
It was not logical.
Therefore, you should remember our stories. I repeat it again, because that's very important. Satan said, something happened. That's our story. At the end, God will call them. Hey, who did what? Satan was the first one to be questioned. Thanks God, Rumi would say, thanks God he was the first, because he did the mistake. You know what was his mistake? He was logically, perfectly correct. That was his mistake. God said, why did it happen? He said, if you didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't. Everything happens when you want it to happen. You did it. And he was correct. Wasn't he? Yes. If God didn't want it to happen, of course we know God wanted to happen, but he didn't do it himself. Why? Because it's impossible. If he did it himself, what was the action? Having that fruit, right? Fruit of knowledge, picking up and having it. So we wanted to be knowledgeable. if he wanted to put it in us, could he? Yes. The same way he put it in all animals, right? But there is one thing over there that doesn't fit. Responsibility. If he puts it in me, I'm not responsible. He did it. Here we talk about responsibility as the main profile of human being. And I started this session with the responsibility of you towards you. That will not happen. We have to pick it up ourselves and accept the blame. That's what Adam did. Stood up and said, our beloved God, we did the mistake. We made it happen in a bad way. Amazingly, the universal story ends here, right? Rumi will add to this story, you will hear it later, that God will call Adam and say, come here, don't you know that if I don't want it, it doesn't happen? He said, of course I know. He said, then when I ask you, why did you do that? He said, because Adam, the same word, he would say, because of that politeness, I covered it up. And God will say, that's why I appreciate you. Does it make sense?
No.
Does it? Satan is right, correct. Remember, logically he is correct. But his attitude is no good. Because this is where Persian comes in. سوختم مرغ سحر با گل نو خواسته گفت ناز کم کن که در این باغ بسی شد تو شکوه. This is a very logical thing to do. Early in the morning, this nightingale will look at the flower and say, you, flower, don't be so proud of yourself. There are so many flowers in this garden. And the rose said, of course you're right, and I'm not offended at a correct logical answer. But never ever a lover will talk to the beloved like that. That's the point.